This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans, and welcome to this Monday edition. I'm going to call it the...
It's a trade deadline edition.
I'm going to call it the trade deadline edition. I had put out on social media there that we had purposely delayed our recording of this show till 3:30 just to allow for any deals today that I think we thought they were going to make. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't sure if they would make a buyer or seller deal. I just thought they would do something. But they sit not too far back, and
they actually did both, and I got my take on it. But I don't want you running away to the rally squirrel report too soon. We got some things to cover.
Don't run away to the rally squirrel report too soon, because here's the deal: I'm pissed. Okay, now hang on. But I'm going to say this too. Okay, yes, I am pissed off. I wanted them to do something. I think in the grand scheme of things. When I say this, you're going to be shocked, but we're going to talk about it. But who was traded that really would have put us over the top? Now, there's some names on here that I wrote down.
Right.
Sonny Gray.
Yu Darvish.
Okay. We got starting pitching.
Right.
I mean, Sonny Gray's been okay.
Yeah.
Darvish has been okay.
Right.
Again, Mo's going to say, I'm not sure any of that was better than what we had. That's right. What he's going to say.
Well, you got that Brad Hand out of San Diego didn't move, which was a surprise.
Well, they were probably asking a lot for
right.
him, and why not if you're them? But my point is, I'm looking at this. Now, you could say, I mean, did you want J.D. Martinez? I mean, we have too many outfielders.
No.
He's good, I guess, but he's not signed.
So
Quintana? I mean, he's been okay this year, and he...
I got a take on that one, too. I got a lot of stuff. I forgot to write something down.
Listen, what's funny is what I saw at the last minute from frustrated Cardinal fan, and I'm frustrated, believe me, they're going to make their usual move for a reliever. If I look at this list, it was the relievers, I think, that could have helped them. I would have liked to have had Justin Wilson or Addison Reed.
Reed, I think, would have helped a lot.
Or maybe even Neshek, and I would have been fine with that. The problem is, I think those guys would have helped because I think it would have shortened the game. Now, in the general scheme of things, I'm not sure any of those guys are any – I mean, I don't know. This is a tough thing for me because I'm pissed off. I mean, this to me is a middle finger to the fans. I mean, you sat there and said –
you're exactly right there. It is that.
Hang on, because I've said this once. I'll say it twice. Mozeliak doesn't show his hand too often. And I told somebody, when he says some things – that signals to me that, like, man, if you're going to stick it out there, that means you're going to do something, you know? I'm like, you tell us you don't even see a three-hitter in your organization, so I guess Tyler O'Neill's our three-hitter in the future. That's what I'm guessing. Okay. Well, right? He went and got Tyler O'Neill.
And
fine. That's great. It was a good move. Didn't help us now. Okay. So that's what he did.
Right.
And then you said it was going to be a busy July. And July, the only thing been busy about July is cleaning in-house problems. And I think we got some problems.
Okay. Where do you want to start? Let me start with this.
Make sure you check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. It's the website. It's where you can find the show. It's also where you can subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free, and we ask that you do so. Social media is a big player for us as well. You can find us on Twitter, at Birds on a Bat Show. Our ask is that you, you know, follow us on Twitter, share our stuff, get engaged in conversation. Whether you agree with us or disagree with us, we're happy to have the conversation. Especially if you see the show, tweet it out. If you would share it in an effort to reach Cardinal fans, that'd be fantastic. Same thing on Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat, like our Facebook page. You'll see some posts from us occasionally. You will see the actual show posted. If you would share that amongst your Facebook friends, we would greatly appreciate it here. Again, just another way to reach all the great Cardinal fans. Facebook is a great way to communicate. We started Birds on a Bat, our new Facebook page. Please ask to join it. Just simply type in Birds on a Bat. If you want to be a part of that that Facebook group, we're happy to have you if you're a Cardinal fan, of course. Some great Cardinal people that are doing some amazing things for us. Again, you're going to hear from Nate McHenry today, his Rally School report. I'm really curious. I don't know about you, Steve-O, but you know, he's a fairly level-headed guy, and Nate is. So I'll be curious if he's like me, like, enough's enough. I'm frustrated. So I'll be curious to see what he has to say. But rallysquirrel.com is the just one of the biggest Facebook pages out there. They share a ton of great stuff. Make sure you check out rallysquirrel.com on Facebook and like that page. A newcomer to the group, St. Louis Cardinals News and Rumors. Happy to have them on board with us. They are an extension of the MLB TR extension. Make sure you check them out, okay? MLB Trade Rumors, you guys have all seen that. That's what they are. They're an extension of that, specifically dedicated to Cardinals. Simply type in St. Louis Cardinals News and Rumors on Facebook. Like their page. I think you'll enjoy it. Again, they are an extension of the very popular Major League Baseball Trade and Rumors. So, can't forget Chris Lawless, Cardinal Nation, Cardinals 24/7. I hope things are going well for him and his fiance. I know they had the fundraiser. I know they really appreciated everyone's support. And, of course, the Cardinal Freak out there does a great job for us as well. Facebook is a tremendous opportunity to stay connected with all the great Cardinal fans out there. Lineupmedia.fm, can't do the show without them, the great studio, the great support, fastest growing podcast company on the planet. You're listening to podcasts, you like podcasts, check them out. I guarantee you they are worth your time. You're going to love it. Yo Radio coming soon too. Have more on that. We'll be happy and proud to be a part of the new internet station, Yo Radio. So if you want to check that out too, I think that's available as well. So. Okay.
Okay, so I can start now?
Because
I got a lot of things. First and foremost, let's get the business out of the way.
Okay.
How'd Logan do down there in Atlanta, baseball-wise?
Well, let me tell you something. That's a whole nother level of baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, he did okay. I've been involved in youth baseball up through prep baseball now for
about
a while.
13, 14 okay. years, yeah.
I think I got a pretty good handle on it.
You do a good job. Yep, you do a good
and
job.
I don't mean that. I think I know what a baseball player looks like, right?
Right.
I know.
Well,
let me tell you something. This was a different thing. Okay, you can go to Lake Point and it's all really good, right? This was an invitational, the top 30 quote-unquote programs in the country. It's an invitational. It's their traditional programs that produce the top-end talent, okay? So there's probably 15 to 17 kids on a roster. So take 30 times that. There were kids down there at 15 years old that looked like college baseball players to me and good ones.
From the size and, like, they're shaving every day?
Athleticism,
or
okay. size, mental approach, the way they went about the game, professional at-bats, wood bat. And 15-year-old kids throwing 92, 93 miles an hour. And here's what I tell everybody. The amazing thing was there were 15-year-old kids, and not one or two, okay, many, and the majority of the really good ones throwing between 85 and 90 at 15, mind you, sliders, curveballs. Well, the most impressive thing was not that there were kids throwing that hard, because we all know it's trending that way, and we know with the training, that's what they're doing, right? That's pretty amazing. What was amazing was when one of these kids would get on the mound, the other team, I'm not saying they would knock him around, but they weren't, like, striking out every time. They were putting balls in play and hitting balls and getting hits. And so, I mean, it was – I'm just sitting here going, wow, with wood bats, mind you. And the speed and athleticism of these kids, and I'm just sitting there and I'm looking at my kid out there going, you know, he's doing okay, but, God, he's 5'10" and 145 pounds, and he's playing against a bunch of 15-year-old kids that are probably 16 now that are 6'1", 185 pounds, and – fill out their uniforms and run like deers.
And shave.
It's just unreal.
When did you start shaving? 23, 24?
I don't know, but you know what? It was a great experience for him. I'm not a I don't protect my kid from failure. So, you know, I think he was 2 for 8, 5 strikeouts.
Okay.
He got a dump hit in the right center in a big game, which was kind of cool. And then the last game we played, he faced a left-handed kid from Texas that was throwing about 85. And his first at bat, he rifled one down the right field line. And because I think he was so small, they were actually playing him to hit the ball to right field. So the guy ran, you know, the guy caught it on the line. It was tailing. But then his next at bat, he got a base hit, in a line drive base hit to right field. So, and then he, like I said, the other 5 at bats, he struck out. He just overmatched. I mean, he's never seen 86. 87 with sliders and curveballs, and you know, he fouled, you know, and that was the thing. It's real baseball,
right?
Like, he went up there early hunting fastballs, even though they were 85, 86, whatever, and he fouled straight back. And then I'm sitting there in the stands. If you know anything about baseball, I'm like, man, you're toast.
Yeah,
I mean, here come the sliders, here come the curveballs, and then you're going to be looking for those, and they're going to throw you the 85, and you got no prayer. So, you know, it's just a tough game. Defensively, he did fine. He pitched better than I thought he would, too. You know, those kids are used to seeing 85 to 90, and he throws 77, so, you know.
Still throwing hard for where he came from, so that's
yeah,
impressive.
He's not the biggest cat in the world. He did okay. He's an okay player, but.
Well, let me bitch about the next thing. I know you've been gone for a week, but your parking lot's a damn mess out there.
Yeah.
They made it good, and then they screwed it up.
So we got all kinds of problems here. We got a lot of problems.
Oh, don't hurry me up, bud. We got a lot of things happening here. This might be an hour and 10-minute show.
It might be an hour and 15.
So I get it. We'll get to it.
I just, you know, there, a lot of shit happened while I was gone. Shit that I thought was silly. I think, you know what? I love Yachty. Benji's one of our best, you know, become a great friend.
Yeah.
Yachty's wrong.
You think?
He's wrong.
You think he's wrong?
He's wrong.
Here's what I think. I think it's 2017 and he's wrong because everybody's got to be politically correct. Now, I'm not you, Jim. I'm not from Granite City. I can't beat the shit out of everybody in the room here. All right? Like all you guys from Granite can. Getting fights everywhere you go. Okay? But that's how.
I think you're making
that's how things should have happened. How many times back in the day did you hear a manager and a player going at it? Players going at it.
Well, let me tell you something.
Now, all of a sudden, because they can't go at it, the guy puts out an Instagram saying, hey, I'm not tired.
Well,
one guy got called out, and he called him out. I get it.
Here's the deal. Here's what I really think happened. People think I'm a Bethany apologist. I'm not. I think he's a simpleton. Okay?
All right.
I think he just said just something to say something and really didn't mean anything by it is what I really think. Now, Yachty's a proud guy. We know that.
Absolutely.
And he's not going to let anybody make anybody think he asked for a day off. How many times has Benji said on this show? All you got to do is listen to Benji talk, and they're all cut from the same mold. They're very proud of the fact that they don't take days off. It's obvious it's a problem in baseball. We've heard Benji mention it numerous times that there's plenty of guys that go and ask out of the lineup, right? We've heard him say it.
Yeah, healthy scratch.
Flu-like symptoms is his favorite thing to say, right? So Yachty doesn't want that out there that he ever asked for a day off or needed a day off, and that's fine. And I can understand that. But if I'm Mike Matheny, and while I love Yachty, and he's one of my all-time favorite Cardinals, I think Logan likes him better than Pujols now or whatever, and that's fine. But if I was Mike, I'd have said, in my office, I'm a catcher too. And I know that the toll it takes on your body, okay? But yet I play you all the time. So one time I say something because the press is hounding me, and you jump on me? Are you kidding me? I would be pissed.
Yeah,
I get it. I don't have any problem with Yachty. I would rather Yachty go in and slam the door and go, what do you mean I'm tired? And then Mike go, I just said something to the press. I'm sorry I was taking it wrong. But no, that was wrong. Mike has stood and taken bullets time after time after time when Yachty doesn't run out. And the real baseball people understand why Yachty doesn't sprint down the first baseline every time.
Yeah, it's hustle rules.
Okay?
You don't hit a two-hopper to the second baseman
and
sprint.
That's right. And Mike stands up there like a manager and takes the bullet all the time for Yachty playing, batting fifth, when people don't think he should and all that. Okay,
you ain't got a number 5 hitter. So
okay, well, I understand
somebody
that.
Has
That's
to hit
my
there.
Point, though. But Mike's the one that deals with all this stuff. And then you threw him under the bus? If I was Mike, I'd be pissed. And I love Yachty. That's not a knock on Yachty. I just don't think Yachty handled it right. Yachty might stick his middle finger at me and go, what do you know? See, he would look at me and say, you're another one of these guys that sit behind a microphone and have no idea what's really going on in here.
Right.
So just keep spewing out your comments on Twitter and on your show. And let the big boys play baseball. End of discussion. That's probably what Yachty would say to me. It's probably what Benji will say to me off the air, and that's fine.
I think they would. But at the end of the day, What I mean, these guys, it's a big deal because the media makes a big deal out of it.
The media is a joke.
Because it shouldn't be a big deal.
Most of them are a joke.
It was, hey, here's the deal.
I told you most of them are a joke.
Oh, I get it.
A bunch of conspiracy theorists. Okay, the majority of them never played. So they see stuff and they feel like it's at, like they're at bridge club. So-and-so gave somebody a dirty look or didn't do this, so he naturally doesn't like him. Hey, I got all kinds of problems. If you want to go with some, like, if you want to think about, like, what you see, let me tell you what I see. I think Tommy Pham's a no-good piece of shit. He strikes me as a no-good piece of shit guy in the clubhouse. That's how he strikes. Everybody thinks he's this guy. They like how he tells it, how it is. Like, you know what I think? I think he's a, I think this guy is a me-me guy. It's a couple of his comments under the radar to me have been me stuff.
All right.
And I think he gives that vibe off.
Now we're getting somewhere.
That's
now
what I think. Somewhere. And I like Tommy Pham. He's been a great player. But he said two or three things in the media that for some reason people think are great. And I'm sitting here going, have you ever been in a clubhouse? Have you ever been in there?
Only when we snuck in after the World Series win. But other than that, no. That's a good story. But anyway, Jim, the last thing, I know we need to get to Nate, but the last thing, we got to get caught up. Most of our listeners understand we got a pretty big fantasy baseball league here at Lineup Media Group. And we've coincided the trade deadline today with the Major League Baseball trade deadline. All right? So a lot of action happening in the fantasy baseball world. What's your next move going to be before midnight tonight?
I don't know that I have one. I'm not – my team – unlike the Cardinals, well, no, let me take that back. My team, unlike the Cardinals, it's constructed perfectly, but I have no depth. Like,
right.
You've seen my team.
Yeah.
I've got players that's what they do.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of moving pieces. You know what I'm saying? I don't have 5 second basemen. I don't have 5 number 7 hitters. I've got this, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have, so basically, if I was to trade one of those guys, I'm just opening up another hole. I've got to either trade. I have Carson Kelly in the minors right now because his clock hasn't started. I could move him. I have some prospects. I just got Raul Mondesi. I mean, he's very intriguing. I got him for nothing. I was surprised. I couldn't believe I got that happened. But, you know, I don't have much. I'm not deep.
Well, you
I'm
had a good
strong.
Week last week.
Well, I'm strong. No, I'm strong, but I'm not deep. The guys that are deep are the ones that can make a lot of trades. So I'm out. I mean, it is what it is. I'm gonna finish fourth, third or fourth. I'm gonna be where I always am, just outside the money. That's how it rolls.
Well, like I said, the Cardinals should have done 2 months ago. I went ahead and a month ago started moving the pieces so I could rebuild for next year. So that's what I did, and I made moves, and I was a seller. And I said earlier, I think the Cardinals
were. I'm not a seller. I tried to buy one of your players.
Oh, but that's. I got a good contract on him.
I was giving you multiple good contracts back and draft pick.
So here's the deal. The bottom line is, I think the Cardinals both bought and sold. And here's my reasoning behind it. I think that they held on. I think if they make a blockbuster move like we wanted them to make, I think that's going to send the message, team, we're in it, we're going for it. And then they would have been a buyer. Right? If they would have sold a Lance Lynn, I think that everybody would have said something along the lines of, oh, that's it. They don't want to win this year, and we're just going to go ahead and rebuild. And then the third thing is, the reason why I think they bought and sold is because they stayed pat, and I think they're going to – the message is going to be –
It's
we
called stood
think,
pat, but that's fine.
Okay, stood pat.
Okay.
The message is, I think we're good enough – to compete with the team we have on the field.
No.
Right, wrong, or indifference.
No.
But that's why I said I think they flipped the bird to you, me, and the rest of Cardinal Nation.
Well, they think we're stupid.
Yeah.
And you know what? Judging by attendance, we are. Hey, we're going to take a short break. We're going to hear from Steve and his wonderful wife, Emily, as they support the show each and every week. They're asking for your business. You know what? I'm going to take that back. They're just asking for a chance at your business. Give them a call. Listen to the commercial. When we come back, we'll have Nate McHenry from RallySquirrel.com. We'll talk about a couple of these things with him and go from there. See you on the other side.
Hey Cardinals fans, this is Steve and Emily Flowers with Supreme Lending. When we're not watching our Redbirds chase another world championship, we're helping buyers finance their dream home.
That's right. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking for down payment assistance or an experienced buyer looking for your next move, you deserve the best. So call us now at 618-655-0483. We have all the bases covered when it comes to your next home loan. FHA, USDA, VA, and conventional. We do it all here at Supreme Lending.
Homeowners, with our refinance programs, you could lower your rate, get cash out to consolidate debt, or even remodel that bathroom, kitchen, or the outdoor space you've been dreaming of.
The bases are loaded in your favor here at Supreme Lending. Call us at 618-655-0483 or visit us online at steveflowers.supremelending.com or search us on Facebook at Steve and Emily Flowers-Supreme Lending.
Go Birds!
All programs and terms are subject to change without notice and subject to underwriting approval. Supreme Lending, NMLS 2129, is not affiliated with a government agency. Steve Flowers, NMLS 227652. Emily Flowers, NMLS 1256327. Missouri Company Registration 17-2156. Branch NMLS ID 1453720. Located at 361 1 Richardson Square Drive, Suite 200. Equal housing lender.
Steve-O, thanks so much, you and Emily both, for your support of the show. You know, I hope it's working out for you. I know you've had a lot of calls and people checking on rates, and it's buyer. I mean, people are buying homes again.
Buying and selling. Hey, thank Emily. I've been dealing with the Cardinals. I've been dealing with fantasy baseball. So really thank Emily. She's the brains behind the whole operation.
Well, I don't mind saying that if both of you guys show up and it's and I'm dealing, I'm going to say I'm going to be talking to Emily.
So without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Hey, you know who I like to talk to? I like to talk to my man, Nate McHenry from RallyScroll.com, especially on a day like today, because we're going to find out today. You guys have heard Nate on here. He's a pretty calm guy, pretty cool, pretty collected. We're going to find out today where his pulse is at. Let's welcome him in. Nate, you there?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
I'm upset. I'm upset. Are you upset?
Yeah.
They've done nothing. Are you upset?
You know, it feels like such a byproduct of our entire season, right? It's like you're just waiting for something to happen every single day, and every single day it just kind of feels really blah, and that's how I feel today. So I don't know if I'm as upset as I am, just like almost numb at this point, it feels like. What are we doing, or do we care? You know, you want to just like knock on the door and see if anybody's standing behind that door.
You know, what's funny about it is you look at people like yourself. You run an unbelievably great and successful Facebook page that supports the Cardinals, and you do a great job at it. But deep down in your heart, it's not a business for you. I mean, you're a fan. Like, you love the Cardinals. Do you feel like they stuck their middle finger up at you today?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly what we feel. You know, all these rumors, it's posted. There's news on the Cardinals site. When is this going to be his last outing? All these things, and it's just like, I mean, we want to answer the question, like, are we buyers or are we sellers? You know, at least what are we going to get to watch the rest of the year? And we still don't know. It just seems like mediocrity is not the standard that we've known, and it feels like that's what we're accepting this year. And as a fan, that's still terrible.
You know, I was saying, and when the show opened, that I'm not going to sit, I'm not mad that they didn't go get somebody. I might be as mad that they didn't get rid of a couple people, to be honest with you.
We didn't get better, right?
Well, either way.
In either scenario, we didn't get better.
Well, I think you can get better by subtraction, to be honest with you. I mean, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I'm looking at this list, and I was telling Steve-O when we first started, I don't know that I see anybody on here that I go, oh, man, we had to have them. I mean, some of these names are like Sonny Gray's a good player. I mean, Jonathan LaCroix, you don't need him, and he's been awful. Sonny Gray, I mean, he's been dealing with injuries, and he's doing okay, but he's that inverted W pitcher that's going to fall apart any day. Addison Reed, I'd like Addison Reed. Now, that's a guy I might have liked. Justin Wilson, yeah. You know, maybe Ramos. Are those guys that shorten our bullpen? Yeah, I think those guys, Neshek. But, you know, J.D. Martinez, we have outfielders. Todd Frazier, he hits 200. Melky Cabrera, I mean, Jose Quintana was a hot name around here for a while, but starting pitching wasn't your problem.
No.
Eduardo Nunez?
Right.
You want another guy another Jed Jerko, Colton Wong? Is that what we wanted? I mean, the guys that we were talking about didn't move. Josh Donaldson didn't move. Manny Machado didn't move. Giancarlo Stanton, Ozuna, those guys didn't move. I mean, I guess I'm mad as I can be, but maybe I'm more mad that we didn't get rid of some guys. I mean, this is a mess. We have a mess.
Yeah, I'm totally with you that, you know, we add by subtraction in this scenario. We had an opportunity to do something, and we didn't do anything. So I would have rather us gambled on anything at this point. And not that we're just, you know, I don't want to be too extreme that we're like a bottom feeder team, but we're certainly a team that this year, it's pretty evident, we're not going too far. The Cubs are starting to gain traction. They seem to believe in themselves more, and they're starting to play better baseball. And so it's just, I don't want to sit through a long second half of the season, but hopefully there's going to be some excitement through some young players that get a shot to play or whatever it looks like. I don't know. And maybe we will go on a crazy run, but our bullpen right now, it's like every eighth inning, I just want to like shut off the TV, hope to turn it on in 20 more minutes and hope there's something good to see. You know, it's just, it's awful.
It's painful.
I mean, you don't do that already? That's what I do. The eighth inning, I turn it off.
Right. Well, you know, I try to hope for the best. I'm pretty as homer as it gets, I think, you know, like I'll defend these guys until death almost. But even I'm starting to crack and just saying, this is ridiculous. Like, let's figure something out. And you just can't be throwing the same formula up there every single night and expecting a different result. We've seen it proven now that we're not getting a different result. And so it's disappointing, you know, that we didn't have to see something exciting today, at least something different, something to talk about. And it's quiet out there, so not sure what's going on. I can't wait for the next press conference to hear what Mo has to say and see if there's anything substantial that he can say, or if it's just a big...
I don't mind saying I feel like I was duped. I mean, John Mozeliak's a guy that's pretty vague, doesn't say much. You know, he's that close to the vest guy. I mean, when a guy like that comes out and says some things that he says, I start thinking we're going to do something. I mean, he said, it was his words, this is going to be a busy July. Well, the only thing he's been busy doing is shutting down all the chatter going on social media and stuff like that. You know, I mean, he's got his manager now talking about the fans and what they should and shouldn't be doing. He's got his catcher upset with the manager. And then he said, he doesn't see a number three hitter in this system. He doesn't see one. So are we to believe that his move to fill that void was Tyler O'Neill? Because as far as I can see, while Tyler O'Neill is a young and exciting player, he appears to be Randall Grichuk to me, from what I can look up and see. I mean, that's who he strikes me to be. Number three hitters don't hit 250. Okay? They don't.
That's all we got right now.
You know?
Yeah. Guys, it's just painful. That's all there is to it. It's painful to watch. Our starting pitching is way too good to be squandered like it's getting, you know, every night. And there's all kinds of pressure on these guys, these starters. You know, they know, like, I basically got to throw eight innings to get a good shot because our offense is only going to show up once every week. And our bullpen is so unreliable, you know. I mean, Rosie's been good a couple outings here, but it's just not consistent enough. And so it's hard to watch, man. It's hard to watch. Wish we were talking about something today, a hope, some sort of glimmer of hope, but we're not. And we're left to just keep kind of asking the same old questions we've been asking. And unfortunately, that's getting old for every fan.
Well, here's the question I have for you then. Here's the million-dollar question today. Are the fans the only ones that think the Cardinals are really in it? Because, you know, I mean, you see a lot of there's a lot of negativity.
The players.
Well, hang on. There's a lot of negativity on social media from Cardinal fans. I'm talking about fans. And no, wait, hang on. And you're, no, wait, we will get to the players. But hang on. There's a lot of negativity on social media, but there's a lot of positive stuff, too. There are a lot of people that are going, hey, we're only 4.5 games back. There's how many games left? Remember this year. There's a lot of that going on, right? My question is this ownership's way of saying, you guys don't know what you're talking about? We're not even close. We're not going to go give away prospects on a pipe dream when we really don't have a shot. Is that what they're telling us? I mean, that's how I feel. I feel like now I shouldn't care because I feel like they don't care.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, I haven't maybe thought of it exactly like that, but we certainly have a mix on our pages of positive and negativity, and the negative ones are always louder. You know, like they show up every time. I could tell you exactly what their names are,
sure.
What they're going to post.
Yep.
Some the same stupid stuff they post every time. But I will say, it hasn't been like the news that's being reported around the Cardinals right now is all stupid stuff, like things that's been happening with Molina and what Matheny's saying. And you know, when news stories start popping up like that, that's the main rhetoric that's going on. Your focus is in the wrong place. Like, the organization is just, there's nothing to talk about except rumor and speculation and trying to create a story, right? Like, everyone's just trying to create a story because the team is so boring right now. And I think that's the thing as fan, like, for me personally as a fan, like, I'm just bored with the same old thing every night. Like, there's just no energy, no excitement. And so maybe it is. Maybe they are saying, like, hey, we're not as close as everybody thinks. I don't want to believe that. I've been on record on this podcast saying, like, I think anytime, because of baseball is just a difficult game, it's too long of a season, when you have a shot to get in the postseason and you have a couple of starters that can throw well, I think you should go for it. And so I'm still, I would still say I'm pretty close to that same boat, although I do see Chicago, like, starting to make their move. And so it feels a little less hopeful than it did maybe even a week ago. But there's just, it's just boring right now. There's no excitement. It's a bummer, you know?
Well,
it's a bummer as a fan, and we're not used to it. That's the other thing. We're just not used to it. And it's not the Cardinal way. And I don't think we should be. I'm not saying we should lay down to that expectation at all.
Well, to Steve's point about the players, I'll ask you both your opinion on this. Then last thing before you go, Nate. So did management come out of the break and say, okay, show us you're in it? And we basically played 500 and the Cubs have went on a tear. And now they're like, nah, we're out. Steve-O, you start. Is that what happened?
No, I don't think they said it. I think it's not saying it out loud. Well, I get it. I just think that the players believe that they're in it. And BMO will say the same thing. They all believe that they can win it.
Sure.
And they've brought some new guys in to revitalize, give a little bit more energy, and they're stepping up. How long does that last? I don't know. I mean, I just read something. I won't even say it. Our good buddy, Cubs fan, Kevin Mattarelli, was talking on – he was reading a newspaper article or something online that said Cubs are going to try to win with their same team. I go, that doesn't make any sense. They got Quintana, right? So I don't give a shit if it's this, if a guy contributes once every 5 days or the guy's just a bench guy. Anytime you bring somebody new in, it changes the dynamic. It changes the feel that you have. So the Cubs made some moves.
Then they went out and got a good reliever.
They made a couple more today. But at the end of the day, did the Cardinals do the same thing by bringing Bader up, okay, by Sierra coming up, Pham having – I don't know. I don't know, because you just got to play it out. But – I would have liked them seen, if they were in it, I would have liked them see them do something, even if it's just a minor little piece, just to say, hey, guys, we're going for it, and see if that changes anything at all. But by staying pat,
or show me a team.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, show me a team. Show me a team that thinks they're in it that hasn't done something, that hasn't done at least one thing to try to make their team better in some way, you know? And that's what we saw today. You know, all the teams that know they're in it. Of course, we know, like, the Dodgers and the Astros, we know they're in it. But, hey, they still went out. The Yankees went out. I mean, the Yankees are not – they're in it, but they're not clearly, like, having the best year that they've ever had. But they're in it. They went and did something. So, to me, you know, going back to the ownership, it does say something, I think, for sure. The players, I hope they believe in themselves. They better. I think I'm glad, you know, whatever this Yachty situation was with – him responding, like, at least he did something, said something. I'm happy to see that fight. I think most professionals believe in themselves, and so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that.
Yeah, I mean, I got my opinion on that. I think he should have went inside the clubhouse. And I mean, I just, again, I love Yachty, but Mike stood in front of that microphone night after night after night when thousands of people have said, don't you think Yachty needs a rest? And he just keeps playing him and keeps defending him. And, you know, he may have said something in the paper that didn't come out right, but he loves that guy and has played him time and time again. I think Yachty owed it to him to go in and say, hey, look, let me tell you something about me. Okay, I don't ask for days off. Don't give anybody the impression I ask for a day off. That's what I think. Again, I said it earlier. Yachty'd probably tell me to stick to the microphone and do what I do best and talk about it, since I don't know what's really going on. And that's fine. But, again, I just don't – I'm not built that way. Guys that take bullets for me and take bullets for the team all the time, I'm not going to do that. So, whatever. And, again, I don't even agree. I don't – do I think Mike should have said Yachty looked a little – no. But does it really matter at the end of the day? I mean, again, this is – again, you said it earlier and you are dead on. When this is what we're talking about, we are not very good.
Yeah, right. That's exactly it. This is all we have to talk about. We know we're not heading in the right direction right now. So that's a bummer. Hopefully we'll get some spark and see some young guys, you know, perform well, and some young guys get a chance, you know. And well, some of it, I guess, is going to play out to see how the rest of the division does. But if the Cubs keep trending the way they are, it's going to be a long rest of the second half, I think, for us.
Wouldn't it be just like this season, though, for them to go on a tear right now after doing nothing? Look, can't you see the article? Can't you see the articles a month from now? Sometimes the best moves you make are the ones you don't make. Can't you just see it? Can't you just see
right,
it?
Right. As a fan, we're torn. We're like, that would be fantastic.
Well, yeah.
As a fan, little part of you that's like, I hope it doesn't work. You know, I don't want us to be led astray like this, and then it all work out. But at the end of the day, of course, we wanted to. So, it's frustrating.
I don't know. I cannot be any more disappointed. And again, if John Mozeliak called me and said, look, we can't, I mean, they wouldn't trade us Machado. They didn't want to trade us Donaldson. They didn't want to trade us Ozuna. They didn't want to trade us Stanton or Yelich. I mean, what are we, okay, look, if they don't want to trade him to us, what are we supposed to do? I cannot yeah. believe, you cannot make me believe for 1 minute that some of our other guys couldn't have brought back some prospects. I don't know. I don't know. John Mozeliak might tell me the same thing. Stick to your radio show there, bud, and let the people that are really doing this handle it. That might be what he says, and that's fine. I can handle it. I'm a big boy. I got things. I know. I say all the time, what do we really know? I mean, everything we talk about is an opinion, and that goes for the people that think they're right. They're wrong as much as they're right. The people that always think, you know, that everybody's wrong or right. It is what it is. Listen, if we didn't have this stuff, we couldn't do these shows.
Yeah, but hey, if we don't know, then tell us. That would be my response, you know.
Well, like, do they ever?
If
do they
say,
ever?
Hey,
though?
You don't know, then you be the expert and you tell us what's going on.
I mean, but they never do, and we want it. You know, we want to know things, and that's why people like Tommy Pham, and that's why people like Yachty coming out, because we want to hear some emotion, we want to hear some stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just that, you know, especially because we're no different. We're frustrated. We will take anything right now. That's why I said I could have went either way. If you would have went and got Addison Reed or Wilson or Neshek or Sonny, I'd have been like, awesome. But if you would have told me today the Cardinals traded Randall Grichuk and Rosie and Tommy Pham and da-da-da-da-da and Lance Lynn, I'd have been like, okay, what'd we get? Are we preparing ourselves now to go into the offseason, maybe do-da-da-da-da? I don't know, but that's kind of how I feel. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Like I said, I don't not love the Cardinals. I mean, I'm always going to like them. I liked them in the 90s, early 90s, when they were awful. Well, you know, when Whitey left and I was crushed. That was the first time in my life I ever understood the business of baseball. You know, watching players and that, you know, quit on – it just what is what it is. So anyway, my friend, appreciate you very much. Can't say enough about rallysquirrel.com and everything you do for us. And I know you'll have all the sharing and everything that's going on. And looks like there'll be plenty to share tonight.
Yeah, I think so. There'll be plenty to talk about. And if you haven't liked our Facebook page, go over and do that. We're just under 100,000. Want to get to that goal this year. So if you haven't liked rallysquirrel.com on Facebook, you can just go to that search bar and type in Rally Squirrel. It's 2 R's, 1 L on Squirrel there. And love for you to join in on the conversation. There's certainly plenty to talk about, even when our Cardinals are maybe not doing as well as we hope they do. And maybe we'll see a crazy streak. Maybe it'll be true. So we'll see what happens.
Wouldn't it be – I mean, again, it takes me back to 2000. People want to compare it to 2006. The thing that if you really – if you weren't like – for like young 2006, when they made it to the playoffs, that was like the first time, like, and I can't remember. Steve, do you remember? Was it the whole season or was it like 98 games? It was some incredible number. That was the first time their starting lineup was on the field together at the same time as when the playoffs started. It was a really weird deal like that in
06. Right, right.
So anyway, hey, listen, somebody just said, are you going to talk about the Astros-Dodgers World Series or something? And I said, well, they still got to play the games. Right?
That's right.
They still got to play the games. Teams lose all the time.
Did the Astros do anything?
I don't know.
I don't think they did. The Dodgers definitely did.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody thinks the Astros are awful good without it, so we'll see what happens.
Arizona made moves. Colorado made moves. Cubs made moves. So
I would say the Dodgers are going for it for sure. All right, my friend, we appreciate you greatly. We're going to get out of here and head on over to Benji Molina, as I'm sure he's got a few things to say.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be interested. I'll be listening too.
All right, my friend. We'll see you next week. That is Nate McHenry from RallySquirrel.com, the great Facebook page. Again, we highly encourage you to simply type in RallySquirrel.com or RallySquirrel into the Facebook search bar. You're going to find his page. You're going to notice they're 100,000 strong, great posts, great shares, everything involved in there. Good stuff. You can carry on a great conversation. Again, you can disagree politely, of course. We don't need ignorance. Again, just happy to be a part of RallySquirrel.com. He does a great job. And again, he was a little excited today.
Yes, he was. Not too bad, though. So he's still level-headed. So we'll I'd like to see him get mad.
I wonder if he'd get mad.
Maybe. We'll have to see. I don't know.
I don't know that Nate can get mad. Exactly. He's a great guy. And, again, he's really, really awesome Cardinal fan that does a great thing for Cardinal fans everywhere with RallySquirrel.com. As much as that man does for RallySquirrel.com, I know a guy that does a ton for twobirdsonabat.com, and that's Benji Molina, who comes to you every week on the M4byYachty.com hotline. See how I segued that?
Well, here's the deal. You know what? For the two shows that I was doing, I think I butchered the M4 by Yachty. I'm not as smooth as you. I'm not as polished in here.
Are you trying to say
that? And then Brandon Petty, I think, was giving me trouble about the ums. So I think you're going to have to go a little bit deeper with the M4 by Yachty because I missed it twice.
M4byYachty.com hotline. Please tell me that you were not sending people to, like, adult sites or something, like from our stuff, from for Benji being on her. Please tell me you didn't do that.
Well, I'm not sure I sent them there, but something could have been lost in translation.
Benji, he doesn't have it like I do, does he? He can't do those intros, can he?
No, he said you wrote him in the piece of paper.
I tried.
He was good, man. He was good. He was doing good.
Well, at least
he was wrong, and a lot of people said that, so that's good.
At least I tried. Now, you know who didn't try? I don't think the Cardinals front office tried today. I'm sorry. I'm not real happy, Benji.
Me neither. I would have been a little more excited if we got a bullpen help, but they're going to have to go other ways now.
Well, it's funny. I've talked to Nate. Steve and I have talked. I was very upset because we didn't add an impact player. But then I got to looking at what was traded, and there really were no – I don't know if any of these guys are – I guess J.D. Martinez is close to being an impact guy. I like Melky Cabrera. I don't know that he's an impact guy. Todd Frazier, Jonathan LaCroix. The real trade market here was a couple of starters that I think people would consider good starters. Yu Darvish, Sonny Gray. But, if they were going to be rentals – or Sonny Gray wasn't a rental, they gave up a lot for him. But, if we keep Lance Lynn, I think we like Lance Lynn, right? But it was the relievers. And oddly enough, social media was all upset today saying, watch, all we're going to do is get a reliever. Well, I got to be honest with you. If I would have got Addison Reed or Justin Wilson, I'd have been happy. That would have bridged our gap.
Yeah, and also they had it doesn't have to be a lefty. It could be anybody out there. Like Kingsler was a Kingsler.
Well, he went late.
Like that,
yeah, so. He went late to he went to Washington late. I think that was a great ad for them at the last minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that kid could have just come in and shut down innings, for us or anybody like that, Or it is just, like you said, sometimes it's frustrating. And it's as a fan, of course, I'm not questioning anything that they do as a GM or whatever. I'm just saying as a fan, it's frustrating because you know as a fan, you're looking at a bullpen help. It's what you need. They've been able to score runs. They've been doing good on that, and they've been ahead of the games many times. So I thought they were going to go hard for a reliever, like a really, really good name guy.
Well, it's pretty – again, I'm not even a big stats guy. I like to look at things, but the stats you can't deny are the number of games they've blown. And, it's one thing the number of games they've blown that they were leading late in the game – the games they've blown in the ninth inning. So, that puts them in this thing. You know what I'm saying? And a couple of these guys, any of these three or four guys that were traded that I thought were pretty good, I don't know. I was I don't know. I wanted him to do something. And then, maybe, to be completely
maybe
honest,
they're not thinking that, like you said before, maybe they're not thinking on winning this year.
Well,
maybe they say, hold on, let's try to win this year, and if we can't do it, it's fine. We don't lose any prospects, and let's move again to next year, and then we might go for it next year. You know, that's what they're probably saying right now.
Well, okay, so then the question is this, and I'll ask you this, Benji, is this, are the Cardinals telling us that we as fans are the only ones that think they're really in this?
Well, if you see it the way that they didn't get anybody, you know, like they didn't get any help, which they could also, they could still do it. I mean, obviously,
well, sure they
you
could.
Have to go a little harder and a lot tougher with the waivers and stuff, but they can still do it. I mean, we don't know, but by not doing it by the deadline, what is that? Seriously, what does that tell us as fans? That's because they're committed to maybe next year or something like that. They're holding on to their prospects. They're holding on to everybody. And they really do believe they can win it with this group of guys that they have. And that's what they're telling us, you know, like we're not going to get anybody because we really believe that we can win it with this group of guys and the bullpen that we have.
Well, I mean, I get that, I guess, but at the same time, man, I'm just sitting here thinking they've got so many outfielders. Lance Lynn's probably going to walk. You know, I don't know. Again, I want them to win. You know, I want them to win. I hope I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? I hope I'm dead wrong. I hope I'm dead wrong.
I hope I always been believing, but I know also that they need help, and that help could be in the bullpen because that's where our struggles been this year. You know, I know it would be great to add a heavy bat. I mean, that would be awesome. I mean, I'm not saying no, but man, I tell you, a reliever right now and all those shutdown innings, we find ourselves, I think it's up to 30, but I'm not sure. But I mean, come on, man, we found ourselves winning up there, and we get a reliever that can shut down one inning, make everybody else's job easier. We could be looking at ourselves 5 games up, man. But hey, we just gotta wait and see. That's our team, and whatever they have, obviously we have to cheer. But as a fan, it really gets frustrating for us because we want them to make a move, but they might be thinking something else.
Well, again, I could see me not getting mad at them because it isn't like somebody else got Machado or somebody else got Donaldson or Stanton or Ozuna or you know, I get that. Like one of these guys that's a real player that might bat third or fourth for us wasn't moved and we didn't get him. So I'm not exactly upset about that. I mean, I guess the only guy that people, you know, and again, it's easier because he was right in front of us this week and knocked us around a little bit, and that was J.D. Martinez, but that's the only guy. Steve, am I wrong?
No, I think Benji's the one who's hitting it because if you look at all the moves, everything's for pitching.
Yeah.
There's no hitters to be gotten out there. I mean, Nunez moved. Okay, you didn't need him. And J.D. Martinez, but you got a plethora of outfielders
Would Nunez have been better than what you have, though? I'm asking you. The guy steals bases. He hits for average. He gets on. Plays good defense.
Yeah.
You can put him at different positions, and he's very good.
Yes, you can.
Really good player.
Yeah.
Really good player, guys. But if you bring him to St. Louis, he might have to sit.
Yeah.
Because they might believe in their guys better than this kid. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. So, no, I just was bringing him up.
That he's having here, so he probably doesn't want to come here. It's like he sees what he's seeing some things, and he's like, no, I don't want to go there because I might risk a chance of being on the bench, even though I know I can play.
Right.
You know, with the decisions they're making. So.
But if you look at it, Dodgers went after pitching, all right? The Nationals, pitching. Astros, pitching.
But
I just saw that.
So,
because they needed it.
Yeah, that's what you address. That's why when you go for the championship, that's when you go out for the trophy, is because you go after the move. You help the team. You need a bullpen help. You do whatever it takes to do it. And if you don't do it, then, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, the Astros go and get Liriano. The Dodgers go and get Yu Darvish. Major, major help on the pitching side for starters. I mean, everybody in it is going for the pitching. And you know, Yankees get Sonny Gray. So three big moves right there. I mean, you can go back and forth. Diamondbacks go get pitching to help. The Red Sox, Addison Reed, which would have been a huge help for us, right? The back end of the bullpen. They go get help. All these teams that are are going for it. And the Cardinals just, what's my word? Stand pat?
Yeah, stand pat.
Stand pat.
Sure.
So little frustrating, but it's not – that's how the Cardinals do it a lot of times.
Well –
yeah, it's not like we're going to sit here and say we don't have a chance either. We're getting close, like we're facing the Brewers, and God permitted we go and sweep them or something like that. We're in the thick of things, man. We're in there in the division. So, and we have a lot of games left against Chicago and against the Reds and teams that they're, you know, the same division. So I think we're not out of it. I'm not saying that. It's just that it would have been nice to just get that one guy help in the bullpen, unless they got something secret under their sleeves that they're going to come and show us. I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. I seriously believe it's going to be tough to win it without that help. I mean, they can still do it. I believe they can still win games, but it'll be hard to see with that bullpen like that, you know, struggling a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, nothing's – I mean, again, I've said all along, and I don't think I'm right, but this team is just poorly constructed, in my opinion. I just think it's poorly, poorly constructed. On top of that, now we have guys blocking some of the young players from us finding out that if they can really play or not. We're moving guys around to try to get them in the lineup and sitting guys that play normal positions. Some guy, you know, like Jed Jerko is who he is. I like Jed Jerko. It was great when he was hitting 330, but he's never hit 330. He's a 250 hitter. So everybody's freaking out now that he's down in his average.
And he's getting down. He's getting down where he is. He's getting down there. He just got a cut fire, you know, and he got up there. But now you see what he probably is, you know, around that area, you know. But like you said, Jimbo, you know, you said that this team has been all those things that you said, you know, and look at where we are. Even when they haven't been their best, even if they haven't had their best years, a lot of players and stuff like that, injuries and all that, we're still in it. It's what I keep saying to everybody, like, whenever they ask me about the Cardinals, I say the same thing. They still in it. They just need help. They need either a batter in the middle of the lineup that can help the lineup create more runs and stuff, or a bullpen help, some good arm that comes in and shut down. You know, that's what they need, and you'll see what happens. But if they didn't do it, they're just rolling the dice and saying, hey, listen, we believe in this group, and we believe that we can win. Either that or they don't believe they can win, and they're just saving their prospect for next year.
Well, here's where I'm at. I'm going to throw my – I got a conspiracy theory for both you guys. This is what I think is going to happen. If they don't make a run, I think Mike and John are out. I mean, I think that's what they'll do. I think Matheny and Mabry will be gone, and that will be their answer to the fans. Sorry, 2 years in a row, didn't make the playoffs. You know, we feel like we had a better club than performed on the field. We're going to make a change. I think that's what happens. And people think, oh, they got a 3-year contract with Mike, they're not going to get the money. Let me tell you something. That amount of money versus what they could have done to their farm system, chasing something or doing something, is peanuts. So I don't care about the contract.
I don't think Matheny's going anywhere. And I'll tell you that off the air.
Yeah.
But I think it's a possibility, you know, because you have a St. Louis club that doesn't make it through the playoff in 2 years. They're in trouble, you know. Something's wrong, and, you know, where the rope cuts is from the manager. So, but I don't think he's going anywhere myself.
We'll see. I mean, like I said, I think that will be I don't think the Cardinals are not in tune with their fan base. I think they know. They don't. I like people think they sit in their ivory towers. I might agree to that to some extent, but I think they sit in their ivory tower and they have a good pulse on what's going on. And they think, you know what, need to do something. Need to do this. What can we do? Well, you know what, this is the deal. Now, I've said all along that, in my opinion, the reason they haven't gotten rid of him already is because if they get rid of him and they're not any better, well, then it's everybody. Then the bullseye square on Mo, because he put this team together. You know, so then the bullseye's on him.
I'm stuck on that one. I cannot say what I really want to say. But anyways, I think it's going to stay there. The problem will be him managing, you know, obviously the team. When you have a good manager, you find ways to win. When you have a not so good manager, he could be the greatest motivator on earth, I don't care. But if you don't have the guy that makes the right moves and things like that as a manager, you're going to find yourself with losing some games like this. But if you have a good manager, that manager is going to give you some wins that you're like, holy crap, if it wasn't for that guy, I mean, we would have lost this game, you know, things like that. So, you know, we just have to wait and see what they're going to do and 3 more years with him, and we'll see what happens. But I don't think it's going anywhere.
Well, again, that's my total conspiracy theory speculation. It's only because I do believe that the Cardinals are a business. I mean, you say it all the time. I think that, I mean, they are, in my opinion, they are a 100% business. They're all business. And, you know, again, if ticket sales are one thing, if people aren't going to the games and spending money at the games, they're going to feel it. Now, this last weekend wasn't a very good indication because, by all accounts, you couldn't even walk in the place. But, you know, who knows? Yeah.
That's the thing. If the fans start showing that they're disgusted by it, by the team or whatever, you know, they start showing that disgust and they don't show to the field. And instead of having 48,000, 45, you get 18,000, 20,000 people for a whole homestand, I bet you they'll open their eyes.
I'm not sure that's going to happen. I'm not sure you're going to see attendance drop off that much. It's just it is a good baseball town. They got a good venue. It's an entertaining sight down there, which is most importantly, people enjoy going down there. So I don't think you're going to see attendance drop like you would really hope for. If you want to make that change.
I don't think so either. I think the fans are great in St. Louis. They love their team, and don't matter what team they had, they don't matter who's out there playing, they still love the name on the front of that jersey, man. They love it, and they're still going to go support whoever it is.
You know, some interesting stuff I see all the time, and I wanted to ask you this. I've mentioned this and talked to other people about this, but you know the man, and you're aware. A lot of people at the time I thought was odd. Tony La Russa took a lot of heat when he was here, but now that, you know, it's almost like, you know, be careful what you wish for, because when somebody's gone, you might realize how good they were. A lot of people are like, please, Tony La Russa, come back. Please, Mike Matheny, get fired. And I've said this 1,000 times over. Tony La Russa would never manage this team as constructed. He would look at the GM and say, you're out of your mind. There is no way you're going to give me a bunch of guys and tell me that I got to go hope they all have career years. No way. I'm going to need some veterans, some proven guys that have done it year in and year out, and then I can sprinkle in a couple of these other maybe guys. There is no way he would coach this team as is. No way.
I don't think so. Or Dave Duncan or whoever, right. You know, and they wouldn't do it. I don't think so. I think they're so proud and there's pride in winning that. I think it'll be hard. It will be awesome to see what he can do with this, though. It'll be awesome because Tony is a smart kid. You know, it's one of the best managers ever.
And BMO, how does that play into a guy that's out there in the free agent market? You know, we've said a lot that we haven't, at least in recent years, been able to get that guy to come in and sign, you know, even if we trade for him and sign him the following year. How big of influence was like a La Russa and a Duncan being, you know, in the clubhouse, on the bench, and managing and coaching, that those guys want to play for a manager like that?
Heck yeah, they all influence a lot. When I went over and they tried to get me in the Giants, I saw who was managing. I saw it was Bruce Bochy. And I'm like, heck yeah, I want to go play for Bruce Bochy. I don't want to play with anybody else. That guy caught. That guy knows exactly what I need to do to be better. And they're getting me for a number one spot too. So it matters. It matters a lot. It really, really does matter. Right now, probably people are thinking, okay, I got to go to St. Louis. But, okay, wait. They got this problem. They got this thing. They got that thing. They got that thing. No. Hold on. Wait. Let's go somewhere else. It could be happening. I mean, I'm not kidding you. A lot of players, when they're in free agency, they look around. They call players. They start making phone calls. Hey, man, how was St. Louis? Hey, man, how is this club? Hey, man, how's the clubhouse? Oh, okay. Thanks. And then you go and make your decision. That's what they do. But I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on.
Well, we got a series coming up against Milwaukee. We're 2.5 back of them. We control our own destiny to jump at least one team this week, right, Jim?
Yes,
of course. And get into second place. And that's the first thing you need to do is go handle the business against Milwaukee right now.
Benji, I asked Steve this earlier. Let me ask you your opinion on this. Did the Cardinals come out of the break and basically play 500 and the Cubs went on a tear and maybe the club said, you know, we're not really in this? Do you think that's possible?
Well, of course it's possible. You know how that baseball goes. I mean, they, like you said, it's a business, man. It's a business. You know, we heard this at the earlier part of the year where they could have brought up Bader. Is that his name?
Yeah.
They could have easily brought him up, but guess what? The business side said we gotta wait until June because he'll get the arbitration eligibility, you know, like be ready for, I don't know, Super Two or something like that.
Right.
So they were waiting for later to burn or something like it's business, bro. I'm telling you, I keep telling everybody that asks me this. I don't care who it is. Baseball is a business. There's no way in the world there's loyalty and there's none of that. It's only business. I mean, and remember, the Yadi got 3 years. So people that are out there saying, oh yeah, but Yadi got the 3 years he wanted. Yeah, but Yadi got freaking 3 years of what he's done. It wasn't given to him. It wasn't like he was all thrown to his here, Yadi. Oh, you haven't done anything here. Let's get that. No, he's worked his butt off to where he is, and he got it. But it's all business. I'm telling you, it's all business.
Oh yeah, it's business.
Well,
we're getting a firm dose of business.
And Jim, I know we're up against it, but I got a business question for Benji. Now that Brandon Petty wants us to talk about this new cat in the 3,000 hit club, and I'm on his baseball reference page. Tell us a little bit about what you know, Adrian Beltre.
Oh my gosh, man! We need a whole show just to talk about him. He's such a class act, man. He comes in the earliest guy, the latest guy to leave. He goes into the workout. I don't know if you guys have noticed. He's a true athlete. Like I know he's been hurt, you know, his foot and his knee or whatever, hamstrings are always hurt. But, man, the guy is unbelievable. The guy can hit. The guy gets RBIs. The guy gets homers. The guy hits for average. And let me tell you this. He's a gold glove third baseman at his age right now. Easily could win a gold glove. Come on, man. He's a true Hall of Famer. One of my favorite people in and off the field. He's an amazing, amazing guy, very humble, very family-oriented, you know, very family guy. He likes to joke around. He likes to enjoy the game, but he can back it up playing the game hard and playing the game with production. He got nothing on potential. He is doer, and he will do it every year in and year out, man. It doesn't matter. He's just a great, great player, man.
It really feels like he's been in the league for 30 years. I mean, it's 20.
This is 20, and I don't even – he's one of those guys, and maybe it's because he's played out west a majority of his career, I guess, really, except that little stint there in Boston.
He came out in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Dodgers, and he was a doubles machine, I remember, when he played there.
But this
guy – All right, let me tell you this real quick, guys. When Beltran was in Boston, they didn't want to pay him.
Right.
That's why he ended up in Texas. Oh, no, Why didn't they want to pay him? His productions is always 100 RBI guy, 30 home runs, 300 plus, gold glove third base, and they didn't want to pay him. Why? Because it's a business. They did not want to pay the guy because they need to use their money somewhere else. That's straight up business. And guess what happened? They haven't had another good third baseman since he left.
Yep.
I'm telling you, the team sacrificed everything because of money or business side, but they don't think what that guy can bring to you on the field. They're constantly thinking business, 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 man. I'm telling you.
What a year in Boston, too. 321, 49 doubles, 28 home runs, 102 RBIs. He had 321.
Yeah.
He was an all-star. He was in
silver
the MVP
slugger.
And a silver slugger.
So last year.
And you cannot sign him because of business, because he's going to earn too much money. Come on, man. That makes me laugh.
And he was in the prime of his career.
Yes. And now they can't even find a third baseman. Isn't that funny? That makes me laugh, man.
So even last year, he's seventh in MVP voting and a gold glover. I mean, I got to think, BMO, he's got two more years at least left in him. I got to think he's going to go for 500 home runs because he's going to be one of a handful of guys with 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. He's got to stay in the league to get that, right?
Oh, my God, he will. And the way he's in shape, you know, like we were talking about how older Yadi gets and how older he gets in shape and stuff. You know, he's still in shape. He can play more years. It's the same way for him. He's 38. I heard him say he's 38, and he looked like he's a 28, 30-year-old guy. Obviously, he has some injuries. We got to be honest. He has some injuries that probably hurt him a little bit. But look, even with all the injuries, he's still 3,000 hits, man. Come on, man. So for people out there listening to us, listen, it's a business. You can have the best guy out there, but if you are going to end up paying too much, bye-bye. I don't want to pay you.
It is amazing.
I need that money to get.
Here's the names. Here's the names of the third baseman since he left. Euclid, Middlebrooks, Sandoval, Travis Shaw, all gone.
You put them all together in their careers, and they don't even come close to 2 years of that guy. I think.
Unbelievable. You know, career 286 hitter, 454 home runs, obviously the 3,000 hits. He was just a good player. And just a defensive, you know, it's got some gold gloves. What's he got? Four, I think. Four gold gloves. Perennial MVP guy in the ballot on the sheet. I mean, it just.
Well, here's the deal. The funny thing is you think of him when he swings and he gets down on one
knee.
That's
one of my favorites.
And believe me, and it's mentioned in my men's league. Somebody does it. Everybody's, hey, that's a nice Beltre swing. So, I mean, the guy's made a name for himself over the 20 years, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer for sure.
And the players seem to really gravitate towards him. So, like Benji said, he's obviously a great guy.
Very nice guy. Very humble. And then he wants to win, which people forget about it because he's so good as a player that they forget that he's all in to win. That's all he wants. He wants to win. He said it. He said, all I want is a World Series win. That's it. I'm going to do whatever it takes to help my club win. I want to get a walk. I want to do whatever it takes. And he showed it. I was there. I coached for him, and he's amazing. He gets there early. He gets three buckets of balls every day, man. I don't know how he does it. Three buckets of balls, ground balls, a day, man. And then he goes in and hits, and then he hits the gym like he's a freaking, heavy lifter guy. And, you know, he's so strong. It's unbelievable. I mean, seriously, I've been there, and I was impressed. I was really, really impressed by him. But that's the fact that I wanted to say. That's the thing that I wanted to say, man. It's a business. They rather dump the guy that is going to help you win games, but they can't afford him. But then they go get three players with the same money that doesn't even add up half of his numbers at the end of the year. Three players with the same amount of money when you could have just spent that money on one guy. And he would have had double the production of three guys.
So Mosellock's comment is that they will use the next 2 months to evaluate what they do for 2018. That's his comment about the trade deadline.
Well,
That doesn't sound like that doesn't sound very hopeful for the season, does it, to you?
It doesn't sound very hopeful for any fans. I mean, I'm seriously a big fan of the Cardinals because I want them to go to the playoffs. I don't know why he's thinking about saying, okay, we'll evaluate for 2018. These 2 months, we will evaluate 2018 and whatever. I don't know what he's thinking. I really don't, because if you're really thinking about one thing, you should be thinking playoffs.
Well, I would think.
That's it.
See, again.
On the way, 2018, yeah, you're thinking about 2018, no problem. But this year, you should be thinking playoff. What the heck? You're only 5 games out.
So I asked the question, are we the only ones that think we're really in this? Do the Cardinals management not think they're in it?
Yeah, they're answering their own questions. I'm not putting words in their mouth. They're answering their own question by doing or by saying. But that's what they're showing us, I guess. I don't know. I think we're in it. I mean, for sure we're in it. We got 2 months of hardcore baseball, divisional baseball, and we're only 5 out. Come on, a sweep here and then puts you right in the top in a heartbeat. And you're going to – I mean, we're in, man. We're in. I'm telling you, we're in it.
See, you knew he was not done. You knew that Benji was not off the bandwagon. He is never going to say die. He is never going to say we're done. He is – you got to play the games. Got to play the games.
We're not done. We can't be done when you're 5 games or lower. Do you know who's done? The guys who are 15, 17 games out.
So that's a good point.
They can be thinking about 2018 right now.
All right, BMO, so that's a great point. What is the mentality of the players in the clubhouse after today? Okay, is it like, hey, management says it's on us. If we're going to win, we got to do it ourselves. Let's rally together. Or is it, ah, shit, they didn't bring anybody in. Pack it in. Let's get out of here.
I'm going to tell you what happens right now. You know, if there's smart players out there, the smartest one, they know what's going on, and they will think that way. They'll be like, oh, shoot, man, we could have used a couple guys, and we'd win this thing. The smartest one, the ones who don't understand, or they're young ones, then they don't care because they just want to show their skills. They want to play hard. They want to get RBIs. They want to get homers. They want to steal bases just because they want to show that they can play. So they're happy with them after, you know, like this year. So the young guys don't understand much of that. But the veterans, you know, like Fowler, I would say, Yadi, Wainwright, guys that have been there that know that they're so close to a playoff. And to winning the division, not only the playoff. I mean, take pride on winning the division. The division, you know how big it will be if the Cardinals win the division over the Cubs? Come on, man. That would be huge. So they know that. They know they can win it. They know they're 100% they can win it. But they also know that they might need a little help. You know, they might need somebody in to come in and start raking, or they want to get somebody, that guy that we've been talking about in bullpen. They know that. They're not dumb. But the young guys, you know, they might not understand yet. But I really do believe that that's going to affect the team. I hope not. I hope they go and tear it out. But it would affect me because I would have go for it. You know, I would say, hey, man, we need to go for it. What the heck? Let's go.
Well, this is just another example, though, why I get so upset when fans say, don't spend the money on this guy and this guy. They're going to use that. They need, you know, the Cardinals didn't acquire this guy in the offseason or didn't sign this guy. Now they can do what they need to do during the season. This is frustrating to me. You know, I mean, we could have got a couple guys in this offseason and made a real difference and changed a couple things, and we didn't do it. It's just frustrating to me. Whatever. I mean, again, yeah. I'm frustrated. I'm sorry. I am. I'm frustrated. I'm not going to apologize for it.
Well, you should be. I mean, you have the right. You pay tickets. You follow your team. That's your heart. That's your heart team, you know. That's what your
heart
belongs
to. Doesn't mean I don't love them.
And you should.
Doesn't mean, yeah, I don't love the Cardinals. Like, doesn't mean I don't want them to win, but I'm frustrated.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that are really frustrated, but they still love their Cardinals. So we just got to, like I always say, man, we just got to believe in what we have. We just got to keep supporting those kids and see what happens. But the day's going to go by, and they're going to be scratching their heads and be like, oh, man, if we would have done this, we probably had it a little bit easier on the way over. But we'll see what happens.
All right, my friend. I guess it's time to wrap it up. We're over time. Good to hear from you on this trade deadline edition. We moved it back. Thank you to you for moving it back for us. As I like I said, I think it's a I think it's an important thing for us to do it at the end of the day. You know,
well, the funny thing is,
we couldn't really talk. I mean, we could have done it.
No,
we could have.
But here's what happens. And it happened, I think, last year. We would have been on here saying, hey, nothing's happened. We would have wrapped the show. And then all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, they would have made a blockbuster deal. So I'm blaming it on you. We should have done the show early.
All right, blame it on me. That's right. So if we do the show, they would have done something. Man. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
All right, I can handle that, I guess.
The show is good, man. That show is great, and a lot of people are probably just waiting for us to say our crazy stuff and have fun with us, man. The show is great, even if it's in the afternoon. And we had to wait. We had to wait. Come on, man. We still have our hopes up that some trade were gonna be happening without losing Lynn, but it didn't. It didn't happen. Maybe they didn't get the guys they wanted.
Oh, I hear you. No, I am not happy. That's it. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna waver. I'm not happy, and we'll see what happens.
Just go to Emos, man. You'll be better.
I need some Pappies, too. Some Emos or some Pappies, that would all be good.
Some of that, man. It'll be good, man. You'll be fine.
Well, that'll do it, my friend. That was Benji Molina, as he comes to you every week on the M4byYachty.com hotline. He, you know, you can always count on him when you're ready to get off the ledge. Benji can bring you back. He'll wrap them big paws around you and say, hey, we got to love our Cardinals. They're going to fight for you. Even if it doesn't work out, they're going to give you what they got. Don't abandon them. I'm not going to abandon them, but I am upset.
And you know,
don't abandon the ship, buddy.
Oh, he's still there. I thought he hung up on us.
Well, hey,
there's no lifesavers around. There's no lifesavers, man.
Well, the funny thing is, Jim, I don't know how you do it. You are the consummate professional. You're sitting here talking Cardinals, trying to be positive, and all of a sudden I start reading your face, and there must be shit going sideways on fantasy today.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
There okay, is. Because all of a sudden you make a grimace, and I don't see what's on your screen the whole
thing. It's a lot of people that probably aren't happy today. A lot of guys taking a day off today, as Benji says, probably with flu-like symptoms this late in the year. Anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those for tomorrow, too. Ain't nobody going to work tomorrow. They're all pissed off.
All right, my friend, we appreciate you very much. We're going to wrap this thing up.
You got it, guys. You guys be careful over there. Thank you for having me, like always.
See you Thursday,
thanks.
My friend.
Thanks, BMO.
That is Benji Molina on the M4byYachty.com hotline. Make sure you go to M4byYachty.com. Check out the great apparel company. It is...
And not the crazy side
yeah,
I
whatever,
sent you to.
Wherever Steve sent you, I have no idea. But, well, again, good stuff. I'm of that, you know, it's funny, full range of emotions for me today. I was all upset, and then I did some actual research, calmed down, and thought, you know what, who really got traded? Now, there were a couple guys that I'd like to have had. Here's the problem. I'm going to finish with this. As much as I'd like to have had, and I could probably name if I could pick three guys, the three guys that were traded that I would probably like to have the most was probably Addison Reed, Justin Wilson, or Kinsler.
I love, yeah.
Of what was traded.
Agreed. Reed being at the top.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. Okay. Any of the three probably would have helped it. Here's the problem. We needed him months ago.
As BMO said, we 30 games where we've taken a lead into the seventh inning and blown it. 30. Yeah, we needed him a couple months ago.
I mean,
you're at a loss.
I don't know. They would have helped. I don't know. I don't know why we wait so long to address a need.
Three games, especially when
we got all this dry powder.
Hey, three games against Milwaukee. Let's see what happens when we come back on Thursday, right?
Well, it'd be a nice little run here if we could do it. Well, we'll get two in by Monday, right?
No, three. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We got tonight?
Yeah.
Check that out. Come on, pull it up.
What do you mean, pull it up?
On that little, as Fish would say, that computer box you got.
Let's see here. I'm trying to figure this thing out here. I thought, is it a day game Thursday?
August 1st, yeah. Tuesday.
It is confirmed.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yu Darvish is going to the Dodgers. That was a late
Yes.
Yeah, it's a 1-10 game.
Yeah. So nothing tonight. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we'll have two games under the belt by the time we meet next time.
Listen, we play the Brewers, and then we go to Cincinnati. I mean, you know, six games this week. We got to win 5 or 6 to be realistic.
Yeah, and we would love to have the Cubs cool down just a smidge. We've been playing good.
They go to Washington over the weekend, and then during the week, the Cubbies have the Pirates. Or no, they don't. They have Arizona. So, you know, again, this thing's it's not doable. But we'll see what happens. I'm anxious to see. I mean, Justin Wilson adds a nice – you know, they've had some – like Hector Rondon hasn't been great for them. Pedro Strop hasn't been great for them. Montgomery, you know.
Who's the tall, skinny? Edwards.
Edwards hasn't been – Uhara's okay.
Given up some.
You know, I mean, this is – that was a big move for them. Justin Wilson going there, they're really going to shorten some games. You know, I'm curious if they'll extend Wade Davis more than an inning. He's the kind of guy that I could see some little forearm irritation when people try to do that with certain guys. We'll see what happens. I don't know. You got to play the games. I'm not as upset that they didn't get a big player, because if somebody won't trade you their big player, then they just won't do it. I'm just more upset that there's still a couple guys on this roster that I wanted gone.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm hoping that if they're still in it here in a couple weeks, still maybe even two and a half, three games, that maybe we can work some waiver wire magic and pick up that needed piece.
Well, sure. A typical Mo, he did say, we anticipate there being a lot of action in August.
Again, like July.
Why are we waiting?
Right.
Again, we need help now. Why are we waiting?
Needed help 2 months ago.
Somebody asked him, would you claim somebody off waivers? And he said, we do have the financial resources to do so. But typically they put them on revocable waivers. And if you claim somebody, then you got to work a trade out for them. So,
I mean, right.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Wrap this doggy up.
I am out because I'm frustrated. But before we do that, remember, twobirdsonabat.com. Check us out. It's where you can find our podcast. It's also where you can subscribe to the show. Check us out on Twitter, @BirdsOnABatShow. Hit us up on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Our Facebook page, Birds on a Bat. And, of course, our friends, Nate McHenry with RileySquirrel.com, the great Facebook page. Our good friend Chris Lawless. Again, I know he wanted to say thanks to a lot of people that had supported the fundraiser for his wonderful fiance. I know it meant a lot to him. Cardinals Nation and Cardinals 24/7. Of course, St. Louis Cardinals news and rumors, new to our ad here, a Major League Baseball trade and rumor extension. Make sure you check them out. Great stuff, all Cardinals related. Get you up to date. I know a lot of you guys have been staying up with what they're doing and kind of getting some information from them as well. That was good. And, of course, the Cardinal Freak. Everybody out there that loves the St. Louis Cardinals, don't forget lineupmedia.fm. Great shows that you can enjoy for your time and your entertainment. For Steve Flowers, I'm Jim Cromer, and of course for Benji Molina as well. We will see you guys on the show next week. Let's go, Birds.
Go, Birds.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.